This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
40 Acres and a Fool with Cam Edwards continues on the Blaze Radio Network.
Oh, I got an email from Cheryl, and Cheryl, I'm so sorry that I didn't have a chance to talk about this on last week's program. This is such a nice thing that Cheryl has done. She says, we've been following Miss E's progress through her Instagram account and your podcast, and we're hoping that the setback that you two shared is just a minor bump in the road, and that last round of chemo is going to be behind you soon. Our entire family has been praying for your entire family, especially for Miss E's road to recovery. Cheryl says, I pulled out my dye pots. Now, Cheryl makes yarn, and she says, I pulled out my dye pots, and I've been playing with some new colors. I came up with two that I think your lovely wife will like. They're drying now and should be ready to go later this week. If you'd be so kind as to send me a mailing address, I will get them in the mail. Cheryl, again, thank you so much. That is so nice. And I tell you what, if you don't mind waiting a couple of days, I'm in the process of setting up a P.O. box, which is going to make our mail lady very, very happy that she doesn't have to drive down the rutted driveway quite as often. So I'm in the process of getting a P.O. box, and I will send you an email and let you know what that P.O. box will be. And again, thank you. Thank you very much. That is just so sweet. And I really do appreciate you thinking about us. I also heard from Chris, who says, I was recently listening to your podcast when you were talking about tomatoes and what varieties to plant. My wife and I bought 5.6 acres in 2013. We cleared 2 acres, built a house, barn, and last year we set up 12 3-foot by 16-foot raised beds and 6 10-feet by 20-feet huge culture mounds, Hugel culture mounds. I was a little confused for a second there, Chris. Hugel culture mounds. My only request was to have a tomato that was like the ones that I used to eat when I was a kid in Missouri. Firm flesh, high acidity. She found one from the catalog that you had mentioned, Totally Tomatoes, called the Super Sioux, S-I-O-U-X. I highly recommend this one, says Chris. I hope that Miss E is doing better, and I wish you all a very less stressful 2017. Chris, thank you very much for that. I'm hopeful that 2017 is going to be less stressful, or at least stressful in new and exciting ways, right? Like, boy, where are we going to put all these tomatoes? That would be good stress, right? We just don't have anybody who can eat all of this extra stuff that we've grown in the garden. Where'd this extra bacon come from? How are we going to fit it in the freezer? That would be good stress to have, right? I better go shoot some of this ammo because, boy, I'm running out of room to store it. I can think of all kinds of good stressors that that I'm looking forward to in 2017, but I appreciate the tomato recommendation. Missy and I this week actually did bust out the seed catalogs as well as the seeds that we've saved because last year, again, it kind of sputtered out with the garden once Missy's health issues showed up. So we have a lot of seeds from last year. We have some seeds that we've saved. I'm always, we don't get the modified seeds that don't grow well second generation. We do try to stick to the standard, normal seeds that you can actually save and keep and then you can plant them the next year and they'll grow stuff. That's what we try to do.
This is 40 Acres and a Fool with Cam Edwards on the Blaze Radio Network.